Once upon a time, long, long ago in a woodland hamlet, there lived a young woman, quiet, mysterious, comely. She was beloved by all who looked upon her, but most of all by her grandmother, who doted on the girl and loved her ever so dearly. On the day of her 16th year, she gave her granddaughter a handsome velvet hood of the deepest ruby red hue, which suited her so well, she was never seen without it when out of home. Thus the people of the village henceforth called the woman Little Red Riding Hood. One day, not long after her 18th year, she decided to go and visit her grandmother, who had been ailing from a long fever for some days, while her parents were away trading in another village. She gathered up a couple of ripe, juicy red apples, a slab of bread, a wedge of cheese, and a bottle of rich olive oil, along with some strong new yarn for her knitting, and placed them all in a basket for her journey, knowing the items would bring some good comfort to her in unease. She knew the way to Grandmother's isolated cabin well, having traveled its long and winding path through the deep dark woods countless times over the years to visit with and learn from her, knowing never to stray from the protective magics of the trail, lest she be accosted by one of the forest's many dangerous denizens. While walking through the woods that morning, she ran into a lone wolfman, tall and furry and lean. A terrible beauty emanated from the creature, and she felt something tremble within her as she gazed upon him. From his toned limbs to his gray fur, to his glowing yellow eyes, she was wary, but he made no move to attack her, and she knew the trail's protective enchantments would keep her safe. Instead, the fearsome-looking wolfman politely inquired on where she was headed on such a glorious day. She mentioned her ailing grandmother, and that she better not dawdle, bidding the creature good day before setting off once more. The wolf smiled a devilish grin as he waved her away, devising a wicked plan as he sinked off into the shadows before speeding ahead of her through the thick brush of the forest. "Grandmother? Are you here? Why is your door open? Grandmother? Oh, Grandmother, is that really you? But my, what big ears you have. And what big eyes you have. Oh my, Grandmother, what large, hairy, clawed hands you have. And Grandmother, what a terribly big mouth you have, too. And I have just the thing for it. Surprised to be trounced by a little woman like me? This house is imbued with protective magics that sap your strength and leave you weak as a babe, you fool creature. You think a frail old woman would be daft enough to live in the middle of the deep woods without defenses? Judging by the spilled tea at the bedside, the only reason you managed to overpower my grandmother was drugging her tea like a sneak thief. Now, let's get some things straight here, Wolfie. It seems like you've done something nasty to the grandmother I love so dearly. It doesn't look like you've eaten her. Your belly isn't distended with her swallowed body after all, so you're going to tell me what you've done with her. And you are going to pay dearly if you've harmed a hair on her white-haired head. I'm going to take the apple out of your mouth, and you're going to tell me what you've done to her. Understand? Every second you stall will bring you new levels of suffering. Now open your mouth and tell me. If she's not perfectly intact and asleep in the closet, as you say, you'll wish for death. Looks like you were telling the truth. But regardless of her apparent well-being, you still assaulted my frail grandmother, and you're going to pay for it. kill you. No, I want you to suffer. Killing you would just put an end to that. The herbs you managed to sneak into her tea will keep her sleeping soundly until tomorrow at the earliest. Until she wakes, I own you. You're mine to do with what I please. You're gonna know great cruelty for what you have done. I hope you have a good constitution for what I'm planning to put you through in the coming hours. Not that you have a choice. Don't try to escape, Wolfie. The yarn is strong and those knots are true. My grandmother has taught me many things during my visits with her. And I'm very much looking forward to the chance to finally try some of the more harsher lessons. Since you've volunteered yourself. I'll be back in just a moment. Granny has a wealth of strange supplies that will come in handy for your discipline. Don't go anywhere. Should I start with this? Or maybe that? Decisions. I'll need to do away with those bindings. But for that, I'll need some energy. Do you know what this is, Wolfie? This is called a phylactery. It's a magical apparatus used to capture, store, and harness the magical energy of living beings. Such powers the wards which sap your strength in this very house. And protects those who walk the enchanted woodland path. All I have to do is take some of your hair. Ugh, don't squeal like a baby. Things will be getting much more difficult later on for you anyway. Now, with this piece of you inside the phylactery, I simply use a word of power. Iyungo. And now, your energy is bound to it. It really does work better with more excited essences. But this will do to start us off. As you grow more and more sexually aroused and frustrated, it will siphon that sexual energy and turn it into power for me to use. The Red Witches, my kin, have been using such methods to harness magic since time immemorial. Now, before I start to begin eking out the magic from you, puppy, let's take a closer look at you. All tied up and weakened, like you are, you can't really stop me if I caress your thigh like so. Your fur is so soft down here, just like the fine velvet of my cloak. Oh, did you just tremble, pup? Up. Feel my fingers trailing so close to your... Aw, is your little wolf too afraid to come out and play? He's still tucked away in his sheath. And after coming all this way, sneaking in and drugging my grandmother just to what? Devour me? Rape me? Let's leave that naughty area alone for now. See what the rest of you has to offer. There'll be plenty of time for a closer look after I've checked out the rest of your body. Nice firm belly, taut and wiry. No bloating or signs of disease. Your ribs look like they're in good condition. Chest is firm. Nipples are... Oh! Your nipples are quite sensitive. Good. Very good. Shoulders, arms, neck, all well developed. Much good they do you here. Teeth nice and healthy. Eyes clear? Yes, all in all a fine specimen. Ripe with magic for me to drain. But first, let's take a closer look at those nipples. Look at you squirm just from the tips of my fingers, rubbing little circles around them. Look now. Look at the phylactery. You see a little hint of magic glitters there? Just from that. I wonder what we would get from some stimulation that's a little more intense. What if I roll them between my fingers? Now that's an adorable reaction. And look, the magic grows as I roll and pinch and pull your nipples, almost like I'm milking you. Let's see how hard I can go, shall we? Harder. But still moaning nicely. Harder. And harder. I think I just heard a whimper. Good. Harder. Yes, that was definitely a squeal of pain, wasn't it? Harder. Ah, oh, now squirming like that won't get you anywhere, little pup. Harder. Good boy. Beg for me to stop. Beg like a good pet. Beg for me to let your sensitive little nipples go. No, I don't think you mean it yet. Even harder. Then, oh yeah, cry for me like that, puppy. Let those tears roll freely. Beg like you mean it, or I'm just going to keep going until I've torn them off. You can do it. Keep begging. Oh, good boy. There we go. Breathe. Remember to breathe. There you go. Look. Even though it hurt, the magic still fills the phylactery. Do you know what that means? Remember now, the phylactery can only siphon your magics through sexual excitement and frustrations, which means you liked that. Oh, you can lie to yourself. Shake your head and cry all you want, but we both know a part of you liked it. Our magic doesn't lie, Wolfie. Here, since you beg so well, let me kiss them better for you. Did that feel good? Would you like me to do it again? There's some soothing kisses for your poor abused nipples. Do they ache, pet? Then let me soothe them some more with my mouth. There they are. Those happy little moans of yours. But look, the magic has only increased slightly compared to when I was crushing your pink little nubs. You know what I think? I think you like the pain more than you realize. Shh. It's okay. I'll give you what you truly desire. I'll show you the paradise of pain and the torment of pleasure until I've squeezed every last drop of magic from you or until you lose your mind. Now that you've felt the pleasure of my lips and tongue, time for the pain of teeth. Is that too hard? Does it hurt? How about now? There. Looks like the phylactery siphoned off more than enough essence. A little more magic. Rendo. Corcher. No need to ruin such good yarn. Now I can properly put you in bonds of magic, pup. Let's take a closer look at your naughty parts now that we've got you warmed up. Motus. Yes. That'll do nicely. Arms stretched above your head, feet together, knees wide open for me. My, your hair is even more soft and fine between your legs, Wolfie. You really are a specimen, aren't you? Are all your kin similarly endowed? A Those balls look so full and big, I can't even fit them in my hand. I imagine things had gone to your plan. They'd be unloading deep inside me right about now, filling my womb and impregnating me with a litter of your wolfman puppies. Mm-mm. Alas, there will be none of that for you now. Ah, oh, but it looks like your little wolf is still too timid to play with me, cowering in its sheath like a dog scared of a little thunder. Let's remedy that, shall we? See if we can't coax him to come out and play. Here we go. Touching those inner thighs that are so soft. Yeah? I see where your eyes are going. How about I unbutton my shirt a little bit? Is this what the wolfie wants? Does the little wolfie want to feel my tits rub against him? Is that it? Ah, yes, there's the little wolf. Finally come out to play with me. Well, maybe not so little. My, but you are long and thick to match those hefty balls, aren't you? So hot in my hand. So thick my fingers won't even close around you. There's no doubt about it. If Granny hadn't put those wards in place, this cock would have turned me into a whimpering bitch, but that's just too bad for you, isn't it? You're going to end up my bitch by the time we're through with you here. Aw, I can see it in your eyes. You want to break free of those magical restraints and pin me down and shred my clothes off and braid me until I can't even speak anymore, don't you? Yes. Yes, you do. There's no point in denying it. Nothing to be ashamed of. It's just your nature to hunt and fuck and breed. But that wild nature will be tamed by me, pet. And when I'm through with you, you won't beg to be freed. No. You'll just beg to come. You'll do anything I say, ask, or command without hesitation. You'll endure any punishment, torment, just for the chance to come. And all the while, I'll be milking the magic from you as a farmer girl milks a cow. It won't be all that bad, though. If you're a good boy, I'll reward you justly. My touch, my body, my praise, these shall be your reward. And you'll learn to treat everyone with adoration and respect. My hands and lips on you will be a gift. My tits and sex bared, treasures to be worshipped. Even my spit in your mouth will be fine wine to be savored. And when I allow you to come, it will be a divine blessing that I allow you to experience as a reward. I can feel your dick pulsing, getting hotter and hotter. Are you getting close? Can you feel the seed rising up from your balls, ready to explode and cover my face and tits, and it's hot, sticky, come. Decito! You don't get to come yet. You haven't earned that reward. And the phylactery isn't even a quarter full yet. Look. Don't forget you're being punished, Wolfie. Speaking of which, you seem to respond well to nipple stimulation, so why don't we try clamping these down to eke a little more magic from you? Such a grimace, bearing those sharp teeth. I tighten the clamps quite a lot, but your dick is still rock hard. Could you come like this, puppy? Could you orgasm while a pair of steel clamps crush down on your sensitive nibs? Should we find out? I don't even have to spit anymore. Your cock is weeping so much pre-cum. It's positively dripping. Your dick is even hotter than before. Its veins are bulging out so obscenely. I can feel that knot of yours throbbing so close to the base. It wants to swell up so badly. Swell up and lock itself balls deep in a hot, wet, twitching cunt. My cunt. I'm still a virgin, you know. I may have practiced and explored myself, but no man has entered me yet. Would you like to be the first? Be the first male to shove his big, fat cock into my tight pussy. Stretch out its walls. To mount me and make me moan in a way no dignified girl should. To press the pulsing, throbbing tip of your doggy cock against my unclaimed womb. To fill it to bursting as your knot stretches me even further, locking you into me for hours. You want to come? The burning need for it is burning you to your very core. Your balls are aching so full of hot seed, but unable to reach climax because of the magic I've taken from you. Should I let you come? Do you think the pain you've endured deserves to be rewarded yet? I'll let you come. I'll release the magic and let this agony end, Wolfie. I'll count down from 5, and when I reach to 0, I'll let you come. 5, 4, 3. I can feel your dick swelling again. You're so close now. 2. Those whimpers are so pathetic, Wolfie. Does it hurt to be so close? 1.5. 1. Senhei Sensu. 0. Now come. Come. Aw, what's wrong, puppy? Why are you crying? Aw, because you couldn't feel anything when you came? That's right. I said I'd let you come. I didn't say you'd be able to feel it. That's something you're a long, long way from earning. Well, if you're not going to appreciate your reward, then you won't get the relief of even that until you can show some gratitude. Amarcesco! And now, wave goodbye to that proud predator cock, and wave hello to its new home. With this cage, you'll barely be able to feel anything on that ungrateful dick, let alone get hard. But that doesn't mean I won't do everything I can to make your blood boil and your sex grow, only to be squeezed and crushed by the steel surrounding it. But the phylactery is filled up much more than before. I'll give you that. Good work, puppy. As a mercy, I'll even take the clamps off and give your tender flesh a little reprieve until we subject you to even more exquisite forms of torment. That's right, Wolfie. We're not even close to being done yet. We have hours before Granny wakes, and a whole treasure trove of toys and tools here to play with. My, what big tears you have.